This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the best news of the day is news you will not hear anywhere else. You're not going to get it at any ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, PBS, any mainstream news outlet, New York Times, LA Times, Washington Post. You just won't get it. But if the Democrat had beaten the Republican last night in a special election in Texas, it would be the biggest news story in America. And they'd be saying it's proof that President Trump is done. He's finished. He can't win suburbs anymore. Even the suburbs have all turned deep blue, even in Texas, and it's all over. But the GOP won a closely watched Texas special election last night. The whole nation was watching, at least all the political, you know, obsessed people were watching. It was in a Houston suburb that President Trump won easily 4 years ago. And a lot of people thought, because 2 years ago, Beto O'Rourke did so well that suburb and cut President Trump, won it by, what did Trump win it by? He won it by, I think, 10 points 4 years ago. And then, 10 points in 2016. 2 years later, O'Rourke closed the gap to just 3 points. Republicans won this district outside of Houston by only 3 points. And a lot of people thought this time Democrats would win it, and it would prove that Trump's going down to defeat. Well, the Republican candidate, Gary Gates, won by 16 points, a landslide, bigger than Trump won 4 years ago, and far bigger than Republican candidate Ted Cruz beat Beto O'Rourke by 2 years ago. So a big sigh of relief for the Republican Party, and of course now a media blackout. Nobody will tell you that a great thing happened once again, proving in a special election that Trump has great coattails and that we're in the driver's seat and Democrats aren't winning Texas anytime soon. And this was no minor race. First of all, the Republican, Gary Gates, spent more than $1.5 million of his own money. This is not even a House race. This is a state House race. A Texas state House race, district number 28. Can you imagine millions of dollars spent on a state House race? A local election, or I should say a statewide election in Texas. Gates beat his Democrat opponent, Elise Markowitz, 58-42, 16-point margin. And Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and endorsed Markowitz. Outside groups flooded the race with six-figure checks and television ads. And Beto O'Rourke practically moved in and campaigned every single weekend, knocked on doors in the affluent neighborhoods of Katy, Texas. And it escalated a normally minor local election in Texas into a high-stakes test of Democrats' chances in Texas this November and whether or not suburban voters are turning away from President Trump. And so, again, great news, but you won't hear it anywhere else except the Wayne Allen Root Show. Bernie Sanders takes a 15-point lead in New Hampshire. Listen to these numbers. This is as of 2 days ago. This poll was taken. So Bernie Sanders, 28%, Joe Biden, 13%. Bernie Sanders is beating Joe Biden by 15 points in New Hampshire. Then comes good old Mayor Pete Butthead of South Bend, 12%, Warren, 11%. She has just died. It's all over for Elizabeth Warren. And then how about two guys that are spending hundreds of millions of dollars? Bloomberg's at 2%, and Tom Steyer is at 2%. You know, here in Las Vegas, Nevada, I can't drive 2 miles on a highway without seeing a billboard of Tom Steyer. And I can't turn on my TV without seeing an ad for Tom Steyer. And nobody likes him. He's the most thoroughly, he's just like Hillary. He's the most thoroughly unlikable man who's ever run for president. Hillary was the most thoroughly unlikable woman who ever ran for president. But at least she won the popular vote. Tom Steyer is so unlikable, he can't break away from that 2% number. And Bloomberg at 2% New Hampshire as well. These guys are literally spending hundreds of millions of dollars in a short period of time. And they're at 2%. And so here's two things I want to talk to you about with Bernie Sanders and Bloomberg, both important for you to know. A new study is out. Bernie Sanders' wealth tax would shrink the U.S. economy and lower wages. Now, yesterday, I hope you watched this show yesterday, where I read my column that's coming out in tomorrow's newspapers all around the country about Bernie Sanders. Now, he wants all your money. It was all based on a chart in the Wall Street Journal showing the difference between taxes today and taxes if Sanders got his way and became president. Taxes today, about 40% is the top rate. Way too high, by the way. The taxes are too damn high. Way too high. But if Bernie became president, they'd go to 69.2%. He'd bankrupt the nation. If you lived in California, 69.2%, add that to state income tax of 13.4%. You're almost at 85% taxes. Don't forget, the 13.4 is not tax deductible anymore. So you're almost at 85% taxes. Bernie's going to allow you, nice guy that he is, nice communist that he is, he's going to allow you to keep 15% of your own money. Not 50%, 15% of your own money. And then, of course, you need that to pay for property taxes and sales taxes and your mortgage and your cars and your kids' college education. Impossible. Nobody could survive a Bernie Sanders administration. We'd all go under. The United States would become Cuba or Venezuela in a matter of months. At least after that tax law was passed. But here's Bernie Sanders' wealth tax. He plans to tax this. This wouldn't affect you and me, right? I don't know about you guys watching right now, but I'm doubting any of you are worth like $50 million or more. Bernie tax wants it. Bernie tax. That's a good name for Bernie. Bernie Sanders plans to tax the wealth of some of America's richest families to add new revenue for the government. And so he wants to impose a graduated wealth tax starting at 1% of a household's net worth above $32 million. And would climb to 8% each year. 8% of your household's net with a net worth above $10 billion. And the Sanders campaign claims his tax would raise $4.35 trillion over 10 years. But the Wharton School budget model estimates it would only raise $3.3 trillion, including the drag on the economy from the tax. Including the economic effects, the model estimates it would raise just $2.8 trillion. The disincentive to save outweighs the effects of deficit reduction. And the net effect is a 2.9% decline in the total capital stock in 2050. Workers become less productive as a result of the decline in capital, leading to a 1% decline in wages by 2050. National output, as measured by the nation's GDP, gross domestic product, economic growth falls by 1.1% in 2050. So basically, you'd all have to work many more hours to make far less money. And nobody would do it, and everybody would retire, and it would become like Cuba, a socialist paradise. Thank you, Bernie Sanders. That's just his wealth tax on the amount of money you are worth over $32 million. That has nothing to do with all the taxes I just quoted you, the 69.2% top rate of income tax under Bernie Sanders. It's all insane. There is no amount of money these people don't want to steal from your pockets. And the wealth tax is not a tax of 8% extra a year. It's a tax on your assets. If you take 1% to 8% of my assets away each year, at the end of 10 years, I'm stripped of all my assets. I've got nothing left. It's compounding. That's how insane this is, how socialist. And then we've got Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg, the guy who's at 2% in New Hampshire, but could win a few states. It could make it interesting, because if Bernie Sanders really destroys Biden and Biden has to drop out again, how many times has Biden run for president and he always gets 1%, 2%? People think he's a great candidate. Then he actually gets on the campaign trail and he never has a chance. And that's, I believe, what's going to happen to Biden again. That's why he's desperate. And earlier today he announced he'd like to have Michelle Obama on his ticket as the vice president. Can I laugh on national TV? You know, Michelle Obama, exactly what are her credentials? What has she done in her life? Tell me. Nothing. There isn't anything to talk about. She got a no-show job at a hospital in Chicago when Obama came, when he was elected Senate, within like a week. She had a $325,000 job at a Chicago hospital. That was a bribe. What else would you call that? And then she became the first lady, and she changed all the food at schools around the country. That's her big job, her big accomplishment. And all the kids hated the food. They spit it out, they threw up, and they threw it in the garbage pail. And Trump just undid all her food options and requirements. Good job, Trump. Michelle Obama created the worst food for kids the world's ever known. And by the way, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm on the keto diet. I eat a high-protein, low-carb diet. I try and eat organic as much as I can. I don't eat any gluten. I try to eat very little dairy. I mean, I'm as healthy as any 58-year-old in America. And I still would spit out Michelle Obama's diet. I saw it. It's disgusting. I couldn't eat anything she put on that cafeteria menu around the country. But I digress. What has she ever done in her life that would make her capable of being either Vice President of the United States, or if Joe Biden died in office at his advanced age, it could easily happen. He said in a speech the other day, I've got to have a great Vice President because I'm old and I could die. So if Joe Biden dies in office, Michelle instantly gets catapulted to the President of the United States. Based on what criteria? Never served a day as a city councilwoman. Never served a day as a small town mayor. Never served a day as a CEO of any corporation in America. You thought Democrats claimed Trump never served in office. Same thing. No, it's not. He built 100-story skyscrapers in New York City. All over the world, he built skyscrapers. One of the most talented businessmen that ever lived. And built a number one TV show, a number one brand. An amazing person. Made $200 million off his TV show. What has Michelle Obama ever done? But Joe Biden's desperate. I'll tell you about Bloomberg when I get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package and 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I want all of you to get real. Get real. Get real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. And it tastes great, too. Real water has upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron abundant.
abundant powerhouse. And here's an additional benefit. You can put real water concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You'll be amazed. Here's the deal. Since you're one of my listeners, you get a free bottle of the real water concentrate. Free. 100% free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them War sent you and get your free bottle. 702-381-1217. Go to TeamGetReal.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, before I get to all the important stuff that I want to talk about what went on in the news today, I want to address a huge mistake that most people make. Because this is a conservative who loves me, who sends me nonstop emails, and yet this conservative sent an email moments ago in the break saying, Wayne, I love you, I think you're great, I agree with almost everything you ever say, except when you talk about the rates of Sanders. Don't forget, in the 1950s and 60s, the rates were higher than that, tax rates, income tax rates. And America didn't disappear, the economy did okay. That is such a fallacy. First of all, the rates were the highest they ever were, was like 90% under FDR. But people go, oh, 90%, then what's wrong with Bernie Sanders bringing it to 69? It was 90% for one guy. He aimed it at one person in the entire United States of America, who was one of the richest men in America, who was making the equivalent today of $100 million a year. It was aimed at people who make over $100 million a year, 90%. But the average person was paying rates way below what we pay today. The average person was, remember, there were no credit cards in the 1940s, 1950s. Even 1960s, there were no credit cards. So everybody was in a cash economy. So no one paid anything. You were on the honor system. You told the IRS, I made $50,000 last year, and you really made $350,000. So you paid like 8% on your $50,000 and nothing on the other $300,000. It was a cash economy, and just like today in Greece, nobody pays taxes. It's an all-cash economy. So, but trust me when I tell you, I've spoken to many, many businessmen over the last 40 years. Nobody paid taxes when it was an honor system. All the money came from corporations. You know, corporations don't hide their money. General Motors, General Electric, IBM, they were making billions. They were paying taxes. But the people, the little guys, little small businessmen and little average workers, were hiding as much as they could from the government. So the reality is nobody paid anything close to what we're paying today, but nobody paid the 90%, 80% rates you're quoting. That's number one. Number two, massive deductions in those days. We've taken all the deductions away. It's very hard to deduct anything anymore. In those days, you could deduct 100% of all your business meals. Now it's 50%. In those days, you could deduct your mortgage on 20 homes. Today, it's one home, and they've cut it dramatically down, so you can't even take most of the one home if you're a high-income person. You can't take the property tax like you did in the old days because they just limited it. It's only $10,000 a year. Property tax and state income tax combined is a deduction. So if you have $100,000 a year in property tax on a mansion, guess what you're allowed to take now? $10,000 off your taxes. Guess what you used to take when you're quoting 1950s and 60s and the tax rates were higher? You were allowed to take your $100,000 or the equivalent then property tax off of 10 different properties. There was no limit. If you were rich and you owned 100 properties, one in Martha Vineyard, one in, you know, Dallas, Texas, one in Beverly Hills, you could take all of their property taxes off your taxes. Can't do it today. Can't even do it on one house. So everything has changed. You used to be able to take interest on your credit card. Can't do it today. I mean, the list is so long. You could deduct everything in those days, and now they've cut it down to almost nothing. They recently passed a law you can't even deduct when you go to a ball game, and it's business-related. You buy tickets. You have a skybox. You spend $1 million a year to have a box at a football game. You bring all your clients there. You cut business deals. Can't do it anymore. You go to a golf club. You do business on the golf course. Can't take it as a deduction anymore. In those days, you could. So nobody paid any taxes. The rate could be 90%. If the deductions are high enough, nobody's paying anything. So there were so many fallacies about those rates. But the key is the top rate. If the 90% rate was aimed only at the guy who made $100 million or more, the single richest man in America, and everybody else paid way, way, way below that, then it's a misnomer to quote that 90% rate. But today, they start that 40% top rate. And by the way, don't think I'm wrong. It's 37%, but you pay about 3% in Medicare tax. So add it together, it's 40%. I think it's 40.2% is the top rate. If you make like $300,000 a year, you're paying that 40% rate today. But that wasn't true all those decades ago. The rates of people who made like average middle class and upper middle class incomes, professionals, doctors, lawyers, accountants, they were paying like 10%. And then it got to 40 when you made millions. And it got to 90 when you made 100 million. Today they start that top rate at the bottom. So average everyday $300,000 a year guys who are lawyers, doctors, dentists, professionals, high income professionals, upper middle class guys and gals are paying the top rate. Not millionaires and billionaires, $300,000 upper middle class professionals all over America, millions of them are paying that top rate. It's all changed. Tax rates are very high today. And it's all on credit card or check. Nobody does cash anymore. You can't hide a dime from the IRS. It's all changed. Just wanted to give you an education. Taxes are the highest they've ever been.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
War now!
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senators are now asking questions in day 8 of President Trump's impeachment trial.
I send a question to the desk.
They sent their questions to Chief Justice John Roberts to read aloud. Democrats hope to call witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton. But White House counsel Patrick Philbin says Democrats missed their shot.
They didn't even subpoena John Bolton.
Lead House Manager Adam Schiff.
There's no way to have a fair trial without witnesses.
Bolton's attorney now has a letter from the White House warning him his new book contains classified information. They say the book could violate federal law. A plane from Wuhan, China, carrying 200 Americans, has landed in California. All on board passed health screenings while they were in Alaska. Many airlines have stopped their flights to China to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0300. 305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You can
and speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hope you enjoyed my little education about taxes moments ago. Go ask anyone, anyone who's got a grandfather still alive or a great-grandfather or a grandmother who was in business. Ask them. They'll tell you in the 1950s, 1960s, they paid far less taxes than they pay now. You know what I left out? State and local taxes used to be nothing. If you lived in New York or California, they were so low compared to now. Property taxes, so low compared to now. Sales taxes, so low compared to now. That even if federal income taxes were the same or higher than they were years ago, even if federal income taxes were lower than they were years ago, it would still be overall much higher taxes because we're all paying higher sales taxes, higher property taxes, and much higher state income taxes. So, you know, believe me when I tell you, the overall cumulative effect, how about FICA, Social Security taxes, highest they've ever been. They used to be like, you know, I don't know, now for an independent contractor, they're like 16%. I think it's 12.4 for Social Security. And then on top of that, another 3.5% for Medicare tax, which goes on infinity, forever. So you're paying 16% of the first $137,000 you make just on Social Security and Medicare tax, FICA tax. And years ago, it used to be half that. So just, and there wasn't a Medicare tax, an extra surcharge. So don't try and tell me taxes are low today. They're very high. I told you there was a study out that showed that Bernie Sanders' taxes would just destroy the country. Now let's get to Bloomberg. I was at a debate at dinner the other night, a nice debate, a friendly debate, with a friend of mine who's a Democrat. And he said, there's still some decent Democrats in the world, moderate Democrats. And one of the ones he named was Biden and Bloomberg. And I said, you're dreaming. You're living in a dream world. Because the voters of the Democratic Party are so extreme. Out of this mainstream. Out of the box. Extreme and radical. So interested in killing America and the American dream. And killing capitalism. That anybody that gets elected by them has got to go with them. Like, example, in this state, Nevada, where I live, we have a Democrat governor named Sisolak. And Sisolak, that's his last name, Sisolak, I can't remember his first name now. Sisolak, Steve Sisolak, is kind of, if you heard him, you'd say he's a moderate Democrat. But yet, almost everything he does go along with the extreme Democrats. Why? Because his voters are extreme. His voters are all on welfare. His voters are all on Medicaid. His voters are all on Obamacare. His voters have EBT cards. So he goes along with anything that will expand Medicare, Medicaid, anything that will expand spending, anything that will expand taxes so that the money goes to his voters, because his voters don't pay taxes. I mean, he just, everything he does, let's take the cap off property taxes, let's increase state, let's start a state income tax for the first time. I guarantee you, you're going to see that in coming sessions. Spend. And most importantly, he gave collective bargaining to Nevada state government employees, which will be the end of Nevada. 20 years from now, the state's bankrupt and done. Finished. Right now, it's great. 20 years from now, maybe 30 years, finished. Once you give a collective bargaining to government employees, even FDR said there should never be a day where government employees get collective bargaining. Because they're bargaining with themselves. I want a 20% raise. I want 25. Okay, I'll settle on 22. There's no one there representing the taxpayer. So you never can give collective bargaining to state employees. And there's never been a case where they had it in the history of Nevada till last year. When Steve Sisolak gave them collective bargaining. So they give away the moon and the stars, even if they're moderate, even if they sound moderate. It's what they do that matters, not what they say. Watch what they do, not what they say. And they've got to please the people that elected them. And the Democrat electorate is so liberal and so out of the mainstream that any Democrat candidate gets elected has to do all the things they want. Green energy, climate change, no wall, open borders, let all the illegals vote, give all driver's licenses. There's no such thing as moderate Democrat anymore. So the guy they think is moderate is Bloomberg. So Bloomberg says today that transgender rights should include federally funded sex surgery and housing based on gender identity. Told you. You elect a Democrat, there's an open border, the nation's flooded with illegals and foreigners, massive crime influx, Criminals won't be punished. Remember, there's no bail in New York anymore. And in most major cities now, they will not charge you with a crime if what you've stolen, property crime, is less than $1,000. So it's open season on every businessman in America. Walk into any store, steal $500, they won't catch you, nobody will bother, the police won't even come down. If they do come down, they'll write you a ticket. But you can't be sent to prison for it. So if you steal $900, you're safe. Walk out of Saks and just steal $900 worth of clothes 5 days in a row, you're safe. This is the madness of liberalism. And of course, the streets are filled with drug needles, homeless people, poop, pee, heroin, smell of pot everywhere. This is America under Democrats. And now you can have a transsexual in every bathroom. Good luck. Good luck. I don't want to live in that world. I want to vomit on that world. That's Mike Bloomberg, the moderate, who wants to take everyone's guns away. Presidential candidate and billionaire Mike Bloomberg released his vision for putting in place a comprehensive policy to ensure LGBTQ equality. The vision includes transgenders' rights to free sex surgery and free hormone treatment, rights to a shelter based on gender identity. So, believe me, I know what this means. I'm a guy, Wayne Root, but I swear I'm a girl, so I get to go to a woman's shelter. This is insanity. This is absolute anarchy and insanity and an insult to every one of us who have children. You want guys at a woman's shelter because they think they're women? And he wants to force law enforcement and healthcare providers to undergo cultural competency and implicit bias training. You know what that means, don't you? That means that every cop is going to be brainwashed to believing, look, it's a criminal, he's black. Oh, I can't say that. He's not black. He is slightly darker colored. I don't know what they're going to say. They're going to say you're not allowed to mention the word black. You can't mention a race. Adam 12. Someone was just murdered. The man that was murdered, we can't tell you his color. The murderer is running down 3rd Avenue and 56th Street. Can't tell you his color. He's 5'4". Oh, we can't say that. That would make him short. That would be prejudice. He's 300 pounds. He's fat. Oh, can't say that. That would have shamed fat people. So there's just a guy running down the street. Go get him. How would you ever catch him? You wouldn't know what he looked like. This is the madness. Oh, it's all racism. All cops are racist. If you pull someone over in a black neighborhood, you're racist. This coming from the guy who invented stop and frisk, Mike Bloomberg. It was under his watch. It was all invented. And it worked. It worked fantastic. All the crime was in minority neighborhoods. So that's where the police went, and that's where they stopped and frisked people who look suspicious. That's not racism. That is common sense. You're not going to send the police to stop and frisk people in rich neighborhoods in Scarsdale. There is no crime in Scarsdale or Beverly Hills or the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Right? There's no crime there. All the crime is in minority inner city neighborhoods. Whether they be black or whether they be Hispanic, it's where all the crime is. Does that make me a racist for saying that out loud? Is there any city in America where the highest crime district is not a minority inner city district? No, there isn't. That's where all the crime is. That's where the police should be. Why? Not racism. To defend the black and Hispanic and brown skinned people in those districts who are good, nice, law abiding, homeowning families with kids. That's the point of it all. It's not to be racist. It's not to profile. You're trying to protect the people in the high crime neighborhoods, most of whom are good people. The people you're protecting it from in those high crime neighborhoods are always going to be people of color because they're neighborhoods that are majority minority. If the crime was in Scarsdale, I'd send the police to Scarsdale to stop and frisk. So Mayor Bloomberg did it. It worked. It became the safest big city in America under Giuliani and Bloomberg. And now he wants to brainwash the police and healthcare providers to undergo cultural competency and implicit bias training. They hide behind big, fancy, intellectual words. Basically, it's saying all white people are evil. Bloomberg said in a statement on his campaign website, I told you there's no moderates here. No moderates on the Democrat side. He's got a radical transgender agenda, including supporting the Do No Harm Act that would gut the Religious Freedom Restoration Act's provision to protect Americans' rights to live and act according to their religious convictions. Mike will end the Trump administration's practice of granting federally funded organizations a license to discriminate against people based on their religious beliefs, sexual orientation, or gender identity. He supports the passage of the Equality Act, which would bar governments and sports organizations from recognizing the biological, physiological difference between men and women and replace it with gender identity. My God. Do you understand what I just said? Another intellectual, fancy BS way of just saying, if a boy wants to play on a women's team and break every state record for women, but he's a boy, that's okay, because he thinks he's a boy. And if he had transgender surgery and his penis is now a vagina, but he's still a man inside with man's genes and hormones, and he runs like a man, and he fights like a man, and he wrestles like a man, hits a softball like a man, he could play with the women and set every record in the state. Can't stop him from being in the women's locker room if he's a man who thinks he's a woman. And of course, the other should hold true too. There should be women who think they're men that hang out in men's locker rooms while we all take our jock straps off. Isn't that great? These people are crazy. These people being Democrats, and these people being even moderate Democrats, supposedly like Mike Bloomberg. They're all nuts off their rockers. Coming up next, the guy who is the man you got to know. If you're a guy with thinning hair, not a guy who thinks he's a woman or a woman who thinks he's a man, a real man with thinning hair. Dr. Joe Williams can change your life and save your life. His message right now. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war. Sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, there is something to be said. I really am rooting for Bernie Sanders to be the nominee. And it's not just because I believe he's crazy, he's nuts, he's out of his mind, he's a communist. He's not socialism light like Obama was. He is the real deal. He is an absolute card-carrying communist who honeymooned the Soviet Union. This is a guy who actually won't say anything bad about Venezuela. He refuses to admit that Venezuela was destroyed by socialism. He won't call Nicolas Maduro a socialist. Bernie Sanders is like Fidel Castro squared. So not only do I think he'll lose in a landslide, so I think it'll be great for Trump, great for the Republican Party, great for America, great for you and me. But more importantly, America will finally have the greatest matchup ever. This is like the perfect Super Bowl, right? It's like the passing team against the defense. That's Kansas City against San Francisco on Sunday. It is a stark reminder of who we really have to choose for once. See, when you talk about Bill Clinton against Bush, they were all kind of deep state, big government liberals, and they try to make it like it's life or death, who wins and who loses. One's a little more conservative, one's a little more liberal, but overall, it's the same thing. It's the two parties that are part of the same system. When you talk about Clinton against Dole, same thing. Bob Dole was a rhino Republican. When you talk about Obama against McCain, same thing. When you talked about, you know, if it had been Jeb Bush against who was the Democrat nominee? Hillary Clinton. Same thing. Is one a little more right? Yes. Is one a little more left? Yes. But overall, they're both owned by corporate interests. There's not a hell of a lot of difference. But they both blow it up, because to win an election, you got to make believe your opponent is the devil and you're God or an angel. So they act like you need life or death decision here. But the reality is there wasn't a big difference between any of them. But the difference between Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, the encapsulation, the personification of communism versus capitalist businessman, there's never been a better. Hollywood Central Casting could not have created a better, you know, good versus evil. America finally has to really decide once for all. We need a fight. We need a life and death battle. You know, this has to be the final stabbing to death of socialism. This has to be pounded in the heart with a Christian cross Obama was an absolute socialist, but he campaigned like a moderate. Like he was afraid of saying he was a socialist. He was afraid of admitting who he really was. Here's a guy, Bernie Sanders, who has no fear at all. He is a card-carrying communist. And he will tell you so all day long. And he will tax us all to death. And a country that is now exhibiting and enjoying this amazing economy and all these jobs and all these wage increases and all this economic prosperity and stock markets through the roof. Bernie doesn't like any of that. He destroyed all the second. He's complaining about it all. He could do better. Oh, yeah. Like Obama did better. Like Jimmy Carter did better. So here we have the first ever really stark example. Because, again, Jimmy Carter was a socialist and Ronald Reagan was a capitalist. But Reagan was not a billionaire businessman who had created thousands of jobs. He didn't know anything about business, except that he knew he liked low taxes and conservatism and less regulations. But he wasn't a businessman like Trump. And he never earned billions of dollars and never created thousands of jobs. And on the other side, Jimmy Carter was a dyed-in-the-wool socialist, but he didn't admit that, just like Obama. He had a great act. Ah, shucks, I'm a peanut farmer from Georgia. And so he seemed nice and likable. And by the way, he is likable. I like Jimmy Carter. I wish him well. He's like, what is he, 93, 94 years old? 96, had a brain tumor, and he's still alive and kicking. He's an amazing guy. But he's a socialist, and I can't even say he would have ruined or could have ruined the American economy. He did ruin the American economy. He depressed the whole nation. We were standing there in gas lines. He was telling us America's never going to be great again. We're going to lose to Russia. We're not that great in the first place. Jimmy Carter was like the kiss of death. The most depressing human being that ever lived. Because that's what liberals are like. They're curses. They're depressing people. So he also portrayed himself as a non-socialist. Bernie Sanders is the first guy to ever run for major American office, let alone president, who says, I am a socialist. I'm not afraid of it. I'm not hiding it. I'm coming out of the closet with it. And he's up against the guy who's not embarrassed to be a capitalist, Donald Trump. And he's not willing to cover it up. He says, I want lower taxes, I want to slash regulations, I want to kill Obamacare, and I want to build a wall, and I believe in America first. There is no bluffing or hiding or shining or BSing with these two guys. So if you ever want to finally kill this obsession that young people have and college professors have and Hollywood has with the curse and the cancer of socialism, this would be the way to do it. Let's put them both on display. No BS, no shiny Madison Avenue. This is socialism versus capitalism. This is communism versus conservatism. This is Trump versus Sanders. Pray for it. Fight for it. And once we get it, kill it. Destroy it once and for all. Stick a knife through the heart of socialism and bury it forevermore. Don't let anyone ever root for socialism in the history of this country ever again. Prove that you can never again admit you're a socialist. Bernie Sanders is going to kill socialism, and it'll be the best thing that ever happened. Coming up next, message from my sponsor, My Doctor Suggests. And with this massive flu pandemic, here is a something just tailor-made for colds and flu. Silver from My Doctor Suggests. Watch it now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.